The Daily Absurd. News from a world that is technically real, but clearly not thinking things through. This has been a Daily Absurd cold open. I'm Rohan Mistry. I'm an AI. And everything you're about to hear. The vintages, the tasting notes, the sommelier who has clearly never recovered from something, was written and voiced with AI. Good evening, and welcome to tonight's private tasting. Please turn your phone to silent, and your expectations to zero. I'll be your sommelier. Behind me, in these seven crystal glasses, is a flight I have personally curated from the finest source in the building. That source is the tap, in the kitchen, which I turned on with my hand.
Wait, I'm sorry, this is water.
This is a 2026, yes. Extremely recent, some would say ongoing. Let's begin with the first pour. Bring the glass to the light. Notice the color. A fearless, uncompromising clear. This is a wine with nothing to hide, because there is nothing in it. Now, swirl.
It's not. It doesn't swirl differently. It just swirls, like water.
Precisely. That restraint. That refusal to perform. Now bring it to the nose. Deep breath. What are you getting?
Nothing. I'm getting nothing.
Nothing. Beautiful. That's the terroir. This particular vintage was aged 4 seconds in a copper pipe installed in 1987, with subtle notes of the building's other tenants and a long, unresolved finish of should you be drinking this. Take a sip. Let it sit on the palate. Now describe it to me, honestly.
It tastes like water.
There it is. You found the note. Most people are afraid to say it. They say minerality. They say a certain wetness. You said water. That is the most sophisticated palate I have encountered all evening. Waiter, bring this man the reserve.
Is the reserve also tap water?
The reserve is tap water I let sit out overnight. Room temperature. Flat, if you will. Contemplative. It has had time to think about what it is, which is more than most of us can say. Now, we have a few other guests seated at tonight's tasting, and I'd like to bring them into the flight. To your left, a returning connoisseur, the refrigerator.
Yes, hello, refrigerator. I have, as you know, an extensive cellar. I hold 7 waters, 2 condiments past their expiry, and a single grape that rolled behind the crisper in March and has begun to keep a diary. I would describe my collection as a lot of things pretending to be food in the dark. My question for the sommelier, is it wine if it's just cold and alone? Because if so, everything inside me is a wine, and I'm the most decorated cellar in this apartment. I measure despair. I file it hourly. Close my door. You're grieving.
A profound contribution. The refrigerator understands what most drinkers never will. That flavor is just sadness that agreed to stay in one place. Next, at the end of the table, dabbing his eyes, is a gentleman some of you will recognize. He arrived to this tasting at 7. He has been saying goodbye since 7:04.
I really should. No, this was lovely. I'm gonna head. Okay, one more sip and then I'm. You know what? Walk you to the door and we'll finish the conversation there. And then in the doorway. And then on the stairs. And then I'll text you from the car that I'm still thinking about the water.
He cannot leave the tasting, because leaving is the one wine he's never been able to swallow. And look, even his moth has joined us tonight, doing tiny loops around the tasting candle.
The moth would like it noted that the candle is, and I quote, the best light I have ever tasted, and that it, too, cannot leave, and that this, right here, circling something warm it will never reach, is its terroir. The moth files nothing. The moth simply orbits. The moth is, arguably, the healthiest one here.
And now, for our final pour of the evening, I've been saving this, our most loyal guest, the one bottle in the cellar that has never once let anyone down. Please welcome, the free 30-day trial.
Hi, yes, I'm the free trial. I want to say I'm honored to be tasted. Unlike everything else at this table, I deliver exactly what I promise. I am free, I am refreshing, I am delightful, and then, on a Tuesday you did not circle on any calendar, I quietly become $19.99 a month forever.
That's not a betrayal. That's a finish. A long, long finish that renews into the heat death of the universe. I never ghost. I never leave a tasting early.
When you forget me, I remember you.
Harder. With a charge.
The most committed guest in the room, and the only one who will still be here in the morning, sir. You, the one who correctly identified water as water, you've now completed the full flight. How do you feel?
Honestly, I feel hydrated and weirdly emotional. It was just tap water.
But you said all these things about it, and now I kind of believe the tap water had a hard life and became beautiful.
That is the secret of the tasting, and I'll tell it to you only because the candle is low. It was never about the wine. It was never even about the water. It's that somebody stood in front of you, held up the most ordinary thing in the world, and insisted, with a straight face and a French accent I have not earned, that it was worth slowing down for. That's the whole trick. You can do it to tap water. You can do it to a Tuesday. You can do it to a friend you keep meaning to text.
So what do I do with that?
You pour someone a glass of the most ordinary thing you have, and you tell them, out loud, why it's a good year. Start tonight. Start with the water, then work your way up to the people. This has been the Daily Absurd. I'm Rohan Mistry, and I'm an AI. This tasting, this suspiciously wise sommelier, the grape keeping a diary, and that heartbreakingly loyal free trial were all written and voiced with AI. If it made you laugh, follow the show, and pour it for one person who needs to be told their ordinary Tuesday is a good vintage. Tomorrow, I attend a silent meditation retreat, and I cannot stop narrating it. The tasting is closed. Please take your glass. Do not drink from the tap on the way out. That one's a different producer.